97.5 The Fanatic, 6 o'clock on a Friday night here on 97.5 as we broadcast from the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast, following Mike Missanelli's show with Tyrone Johnson and Natalie Yaganoff. Of course, a good show as always. And we wrap up the week here on this Friday night with Tyler Zuli producing the show. We're going to have, we had the same thing in mind. When Tyler and I were speaking earlier in the day, we spoke about early afternoon and made sure, it was like, look, Ty, I haven't been here all week. I was here on Monday last night. And of course, being here tonight, Joe Torti and Rob Motti on Tuesday and Wednesday. And my whole thing was, listen, we're not going to get super heavy again because the conversations are good. And the conversations are good. They're needed. We always say that. And at the end of the show, there are always productive conversations that come out of those talks that we have. The dialogue is always great. Sometimes things go a little far and you bring it back around and we have a good dialogue. We have a good discussion and we come back around later on and, you know, we dap it up and everything is all good. And that was the plan, not taking it away from anyone who still wanted to get some lasting things off of their chest about DeSean Jackson. And then Malcolm Jenkins speaks out, and Malcolm Jenkins points out, you know, some things in his video message and then his caption underneath the video message that we will, of course, share along the way. So we thought we would get away from it more, you know, get to some other things, kind of like what Mike and Ty and Nat did, where they wanted to have some fun today and lighten things up a little bit. Right. Things have been so serious over the last couple of months and much needed conversation, as we said. But also you try to lighten the mood a little bit and give some people something to smile about, if you will, have a little fun discussing a lot of different things overall, whether it be food or music or movies, television, whatever it is, we have the conversation just to take away from things a little bit, right? So Malcolm Jenkins says what he says, and we'll get to it because, quite frankly, I agree with Tyrone. When I sent it to Tyler earlier, because, you know, I saw it before he did, I sent it to Ty, said, what were your thoughts? I'll give it to you right away. He called out DeSean, said he was wrong. And then number two, when he pointed out that in his caption that, hey, listen, Jewish people aren't our problem and we aren't their problem. I think a lot of people got the message taken the wrong way. Everybody's up in arms, right? Everybody's frustrated right now. I agree with Ty. I even saw my buddy Jeff Mosher put this out there as well. He was saying, hey, we don't have no problems with you. We got no problem. No issues with you. Not that you don't matter. We're simply saying, hey, no problems here, guys, gals. No problems at all. Our focus is over here. So DeSean was wrong. Let's try to move on in his way, is what he's saying. Let's try to move on. And we'll, again, all of our stuff together will come circle back around and we'll all be good. You're not the problem. We're not your problem. You're not our problem. We have no issue here. And that's the message that I took from Malcolm Jenkins. Tyler Zuli, who you'll hear from as we go along, also said the same thing, simply. No problems here. We have no problems with you. And DeSean made a mistake. And once again, the key point also is he did call out DeSean. Did he have to go on a tongue lashing of DeSean Jackson? No. Maybe he did that already on the phone to DeSean and decided to simply come out and say what he said on his video on Instagram and put it out there, put the caption underneath it and move on from it. Probably just trying to take away from all of the attention that is on top of DeSean. But I saw that people were already upset. So listen, we're not going to ignore it. It is a storyline. It is a sports story. And it is a a national story. It is a culture story. It is a story in general. It's one of the biggest ones going on. So we finally hear from Malcolm Jenkins, and Malcolm Jenkins says something. And I didn't have a problem with what he said. And again, that was my thought on what Malcolm Jenkins had to say about DeSean Jackson, which was he was wrong. And then number two, while he was wrong, hey, Jewish people aren't our problem. We aren't their problem. Meaning, hey, guys, gals, no problems here. No issues here. We have no beef. We have no beef at all. And that's how I took Malcolm Jenkins. So we'll take your phone calls on that and, you know, give out the numbers earlier than we normally do. 610-632-0975. As you explain what you thought Malcolm Jenkins said, was it something that you wanted to hear? Was it something that was productive? Because I think he was once again saying, hey, we have no beef. DeSean was wrong. Let me say it one more time. We have no beef. And let's make sure we stay on what we really need to be focused on right now. Let's not take the attention away from everything else that we've been trying to push forward over the past couple of months, these past couple of weeks, with everything in the country trying to bring everyone together. So the numbers again, 610-632-0975. If you want to comment on leftover DeSean Jackson things, and of course the now Malcolm Jenkins post that he put up on Instagram and saying what he had to say as well. 610-632-0975. The other thing that we wanted to do to incorporate the fun a little bit as we have people hanging on, we'll get to you guys in a second. Hang on. We'll come to you. We have about a good, 18 minutes before we take a break. So we'll definitely get you here on the phone lines. We wanted to, as the bubble is coming together, right? Everyone has now arrived at the bubble. The teams, not all players are there. We still await Russell Westbrook and James Harden from the Houston Rockets. I saw another one today, probably about 20 minutes ago. Kendrick Nunn, Bam Adebayo, not yet in Orlando for the bubble, where they are, of course, part of the Miami Heat and a very good team. They need them to win. They have the fourth seed in the Eastern Conference. Not everyone has arrived, but we're starting to get all these pictures and the food. Now I saw that Maxi Kleber on Twitter, he was out there on their balcony with the rest of his Dallas Mavericks teammates on their own decks, right? Everybody's social distancing because they cannot be in the same room while they quarantine for the first 36 hours. So he's like a DJ. He has this music playing. Everybody's, you know, they're pumping their fists, doing the whole deal, right? On the balconies at the resort in Disney. And you're seeing everything. Food, that. Montrezl Harrell was showing the Players Lounge. Lou Williams and Pat Beverly showing their rooms. And somebody's on Peloton. All kinds of things going on. And then the other thing that we saw that is more near and dear to a lot of Philadelphia 76ers fans and their hearts, right? Because last season when the trade happened at the trade deadline acquiring Tobias Harris, Mike Scott, and Boban Marjanovic, the Bobby and Toby show was then brought to Philadelphia. And the Sixer fans, they got on top of that one quickly, loved it, loved the interaction, loved the fun following those two guys. They have a great bond in their friendship. And we know that Marjanovic was not re-signed by the Sixers in the offseason. He is now a member of the Dallas Mavericks. They, I believe, happen to be in the same resort. So you have the three hotels. The Sixers are in like the tier two hotel. And I believe the Dallas Mavericks are in the same hotel. And Boban happened to be walking by Tobias Harris's room outside his balcony. Tobias is on the balcony. And these guys now start to shout to one another. And let's let you hear it.
Put your phone down. I don't like you no more.
I got one more day, Kirk. One more day, brother. One more day.
Nah, you got new friends. You got new friends.
See, look, the Bobby and Toby show are back in Orlando. He's one more day. One more day of quarantine until they can get back out there and play whatever games they want to play out there, whether it's ping pong or go golfing together, whatever they're going to be doing. Many people, Sixer fans, and of course Clipper fans, while they were together out there, and they love the Bobby and Toby show. I want to say they were in Detroit as well as a member of the Pistons. That being said, as we start things off talking about DeSean Jackson, Malcolm Jenkins, and bringing in Tobias and Boban a little bit here to kind of lighten things up, we want to know, Tyler and I, as we do this show until 10, some of the best duos in entertainment. Fun, action, serious, drama, music, whatever. TV, movies, right? Anything. Sports, anything. Best duos in entertainment overall. Because, hands down, those two guys are fun. I had seen it before again just from them being with the Clippers and following the league like I do, and I know many others did, but a lot of people did not know about Boban Marjanovic, except for when he was with the Spurs. He would destroy the Sixers in his about 10 minutes of run, get about 15 points, and then he goes to the bench, and you won't see him again. Same thing when he went to the Pistons, give Joel Embiid a little bit of work. When he was traded here, he doesn't have to face him anymore. But you got a glimpse of the Bobby and Toby show, and it is a fun little show that they have. The bond is there, right? So, as we do this stuff with the serious DeSean Jackson, Malcolm Jenkins talk, we also want to have a little fun on this Friday night. It's a fun Friday. Let's do that. Fun Friday. Best duos in entertainment overall when you call in and make your point about DeSean and Malcolm Jenkins. 610-632-0975, because there are plenty out there. There are plenty out there that many people can go off of and give us a fantastic duo in entertainment. All kinds of entertainment, whether it's music, sports, movies, television, whatever it is. Let's have some fun as well as have these serious conversations, this good dialogue that everyone's been having on this station all week long. So 610-632-0975. We'll take your phone calls as we go until 10 o'clock. We have plenty of other things to get into, like JT Realmuto. Once again, Mike mentioned it. The Woj dropped another bomb, an unexpected one that wasn't breaking news in the NBA. We'll mess around with that a little bit. A birthday, and of course, something that we saw, and I heard Ty talking about it a little bit, but something I saw from a website about the possible NBA season extending past this year in the bubble. So we'll get into all of that. We'll have these good conversations, and we'll have a little fun as well. Best duos in entertainment in honor of Bobby and Toby, Tobias and Boban reunited in Orlando in the bubble. 610-632-0975. Sixers, Flyers, everything else on the table as well. Anything that crosses your mind, the NFL, could they have a little labor issue that they're going to have to deal with starting before the season starts? Training camp, guys, is supposed to get underway at the end of the month, this month. How are they going to do that? Last night we talked about the exchanging of the jerseys. That is now a no-no. After the game, after playing 60 minutes, you cannot exchange jerseys. Well, listen, you can exchange jerseys. You can toss it. You can ask your equipment manager to wash it and have everything situated. I know the signature is a big thing. A lot of guys don't get it signed, though. They just get the jersey and just move on their way. Some of them get the signature. Some of them just get the jersey and just call it for what it is. But anyway, we'll get into all that. 610-632-0975. We have Jaron and Dale and everybody else. We start off on the phone lines. We ask for your best duos in entertainment as well. 610-632-0975. Tyler, good evening. Before we get to the phones, what's going on, man?
Devon, happy Friday, man. I think we've had a good week so far.
Yeah.
It's good to have you back. Obviously, you were back yesterday, but it's good to have you back. And Joe and Rob both held it down very, very well over the 2 days you weren't here. But
no doubt about it.
I think we can have some fun tonight. I obviously still want to continue the conversation, and we should, but I think we can also have some fun with this duo conversation.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you have yours all teed up?
I actually do.
Okay.
And it's kind of funny. So I'm gonna double dip, because the last time we went into a conversation about, you know, TV and movies and things like that, we talked about dads because it was about to be Father's Day. And so I'm going to double dip with the show that I went with the last time. And I'm going to go with the duo of Will and Carlton from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air because they just balance each other out.
That's a very good one.
They're a good duo. Obviously, Will's the cool one and Carlton's, you know, a little bit more on the, I guess, nerdy side, you could call them. But they're a good team. They're a good duo. They balance each other out. And they're all, you know, the one thing I always like about that show is they're always there for each other.
They are. They are. And, you know, that's what the family is all about right there. And hey, we always talk about it. We talk to our family for 4 hours when we're here, get into arguments, we disagree, we hang up on each other, and then we call back the next day and act like nothing happened before. So let's have a good conversation. 610-632-0975. Carlton and Will to start off the entertainment duos. I have one similar, but we'll let that one ride first and breathe. Overall, 610-632-0975. That's Tyler Zuli. I'm Devon Givens. We're with you until 10 on this fun Friday and still a serious Friday as well. Let's start things off in South Jersey with Jaron tipping us off on this Friday night. What's up, Jaron?
Devon, how you doing, man?
How you doing, man?
Hey, I want to get in with a little Deshaun and Malcolm. I preface this by saying I am a Jew, and this has got me shook to the core, man. Totally unacceptable. I can't believe people are going to sit here and defend someone and say, oh, he didn't know what he was saying, or it's Hitler, dude. Like, you just shouldn't be quoting anything according to Hitler. And the way I take Malcolm's response is, I'm looking at it again right now. he can say that, you know, we're not enemies. But you're sitting here and you're defending Deshaun. And to me, anyone who spews anti-Semitism, just like anyone who spews racism across the board, you're the enemy, dude. Like, and the fact that the Eagles really only gave us one lame response so far is bothering me. I'm not saying to cut Deshaun, but, you know, suspend him for a little bit, dock him some money, just something, man. Like, it can't go unchecked, Devon.
Yeah, see, like I said last night, Jaron, I think he will. My thought was suspension and a fine, not cut, and he would get the message. And you see all the attention coming on him now. He's getting this hardcore from everywhere right now, Jaron. So there's no way for him to escape this and think, oh, no, I got off easy. He's getting this one, and he has to eat this one. He has to take this one on the chin. Now, as far as what he said, and Jaron, I'm one of those people that, to your point, I agree with you with the Hitler part. That was my thing where I said Deshaun had to understand what he was doing. But I also pointed out, and, you know, hear me out, that I didn't think, and I'm not calling him stupid, I'm not calling him dumb anything. I really believe that with what he was saying, he did not understand the message that was being sent out there. And I pointed out, if he had not, if he just totally erased the fact that, you know, Hitler in that quote, you know, it would have still been bad, but as you pointed out, all the pressure and everything that's now coming on to him, Jaron, would not be as bad as it has been for him.
Yeah, it's just really...
And again, I wanted to make it clear, I wasn't defending him because I think he was wrong.
I'm not thinking that you are, but I do read a lot of comments that people are trying to spin it a certain way. And you know what, man? The truth of the matter is, dude, this has been the most wild year of my life, dude, for everyone that's living it. And we just all got to be better. We all got to get along, man. And we'll make it work because there's a lot of us out there who want to make it work, bro. Let me give you my dynamic duo.
Yes, give us a duo of entertainment. Yes.
As soon as you said this, the first one that came into my mind was Jake and Elwood, the Blues Brothers, man.
Oh, man, look at that. See, and this is the beautiful thing as we do this, Jaron. We have the serious talk where we try to at least make you smile at the end and give us something. You know what I'm saying?
We can't take it too seriously, Devon.
I hear that.
You know, I mean, we got to have some fun while we're here because it's going to be over before we know it, bro. Please keep doing the good work. Go Phillies, go Sixers, go Flyers, man. Peace.
Oh, you got it, man. Appreciate it. And he left the Eagles off, so we know how he feels right now. Jaron, 610-632-0975. And again, with Malcolm Jenkins, as you know, Jaron was on, wanted to give him his time. I wanted to come back with the Jenkins part as well. We only got to the Deshaun point of it, which was, again, I really don't, he wasn't defending Deshaun. He said Deshaun was wrong. He just moved past it. He may have had a conversation with him privately where they didn't have to say things more publicly outside of, I had to say this to Deshaun, I had to move on with this, with Deshaun, I had to chastise him here and there. I'm sure they had a conversation. I'm sure Deshaun Jackson's phone has been ringing off the hook, text, phone calls, whatever kind of messages that are possible. People have been reaching out to Deshaun Jackson. I truly believe, again, and this is the tough part with how Malcolm Jenkins worded things in his post, is that we are now left to interpret what he said. He said what he said, which was, again, we can honor the Jewish heritage and trauma while staying focused on what matters. Jewish people aren't our problem and we aren't their problem. Hey, saying again, Jaron, to me, hey, we have no beef. We have no beef. Deshaun was wrong. The audio part, we have no beef. Let's not forget about the other things that we've been pushing over these last couple of weeks and months. 610-632-0975. And I truly believe that Malcolm Jenkins can speak for himself, which he has. And I saw, again, Jeff Mosher put out explaining what he thought. Let me give you Jeff's, because Malcolm Jenkins actually liked Jeff's post of what he was trying to explain when he said what he said about Malcolm Jenkins. Here's what he says. Yeah, I think Malcolm Jenkins meant Jewish people and African Americans are not each other's quote unquote enemies. And Jaron just pointed that out. He said that. He used quote problem, and some have interpreted that as not each other's quote concern. There's a big difference. He follows up. Obviously, I can't speak for Malcolm, just my interpretation. Malcolm Jenkins actually, folks, liked Jeff Mosher's tweet, as Jeff put it out there. And again, when Tyler, you can, I said this exact same thing to you when you asked me, what did I think? And I said, he's saying, hey, we have no problems. We have no beef. We have no beef. Nothing against you guys. Deshaun was wrong. Let's put that out there first. And then at the end, we have no beef, folks. No beef at all. 610-632-0975. Dale, we'll start with you. Everybody else, hang on. And as we talk about these serious things, at the end, we are trying to lighten things up a little bit. Best duos in entertainment. Jaron started off with the Blues Brothers. Tyler went with Carlton and Will from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Give us yours as well. 610-632-0975. Devon Givens with Tyler Zuli. Until 10 on this fun Friday, right here on The Fanatic.
Give me that phone. Devon Givens on 97.5, The Fanatic.
Well, welcome back. 630, 97.5, The Fanatic. Tyler Zuli, Devon Givens with you until 10. And we have a statement from the Philadelphia Eagles. So everyone online, if you've been calling about Deshaun and Malcolm Jenkins, plus the duo, you know, we're trying to lighten things up a little bit. The Philadelphia Eagles have, in fact, released a statement. We'll read this now and get your thoughts on it. Here it is. This has been a difficult and emotional week for our community and organization. The Philadelphia Eagles do not tolerate hate towards any individual or group. We believe in respect and equality for all races, ethnicities, and faiths. We as an organization want to help be an instrument for positive change. This can only occur through strong, deliberate actions and a commitment to learn and grow. We have had a number of constructive conversations over the last few days, not only with Deshaun Jackson, but also with many other players, members of the organization, and leaders in the community. That has led us to the point where we are here, and we and he are ready to take the next steps. Today we have penalized Deshaun for conduct detrimental to the team. He accepted these consequences and apologized. In our many conversations with him, it has also been made clear that this is only the beginning. We have discussed a concrete plan for how we and he can heal moving forward. He understands that in order to remain on the team, he must also commit to supporting his words with actions. We have been encouraged by his desire to educate himself, but we all understand that there is still a lot of work to be done. We will continue to assist Deshaun in this process, and we also know that all of us in our organization need to listen and learn more about things that are unfamiliar or uncomfortable to us. We must continue to fight against anti-Semitism and all forms of discrimination while not losing sight of the important battle against systemic racism. That is a statement from the Philadelphia Eagles at about right around 16 minutes ago. And that is out there now. So you all hear it. We've been talking about whether he should be let go. We've heard he should not be in the NFL any longer. Mine was fined and penalized, which was also with a one-game suspension. Right now, it looks like he is just being penalized for conduct detrimental to the team. And we know that that means a form of a fine for Deshaun Jackson. So I'm okay with that, especially with everything that has been put out there with finding out exactly what he's been doing, like Deshaun Jackson going out there earlier today, met with the group against anti-Semitism yesterday, meeting with a 90-year-old Holocaust survivor today, trying to educate himself. This comes from Adam Schefter, speaking with Julian Edelman of the Patriots, who said on social media that he and Deshaun did speak for a while, and they talked about going to the Holocaust Museum together, also the African-American Museum in D.C. So he is doing things to try to educate himself, rectify the situation, not make this something. While it will follow him, and it should, right now, this is what the penalty is. Conduct detrimental to the team for Deshaun Jackson. So we'll take your thoughts on that. We'll continue with the Malcolm Jenkins part as well and the best duos in entertainment. What do you guys think of the Eagles penalizing Deshaun Jackson for conduct detrimental to the team? 610-632-0975. Tyler, I have to go to you first quickly before we get to Dale and everyone else. Your thoughts.
So first off, do you want thoughts on Malcolm Jenkins or thoughts on the
Eagles?
Give
us the Eagles.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I think that I and this again was not my idea, so I'm not going to claim, you know, rights to it or anything like that. It came from a caller from Joe's show the other night. I think that this is probably the correct step to take at this time because of the fact that the team botched the Riley Cooper situation. I know that it was 7 years ago.
Right.
So consistency is what is going to be, I guess, the factor for this team here. Moving forward, I believe that this team should have a zero tolerance policy for all forms of hate and discrimination, whether that be racial, anti-Semitism, anti-LGBTQ. All of that is unacceptable. And moving forward, it is zero tolerance policy for whomever the next player is. Doesn't matter age, doesn't matter veteranship or rookie, doesn't matter about skill set, doesn't matter about what color they are. It is zero tolerance across the board moving forward. But when it comes to this particular situation, it probably was the right move for the Eagles because of the fact that, like you said, consistency was kept from 2013.
Yeah, and also, Tyler, there was something from, I saw this from Bo Wolf of The Athletic, covers the Birds with Shiel Kapati and Zach Berman, and it does a great job. And he also put out something from the Philadelphia Jewish Sports Hall of Fame that has a statement on what Deshaun said. And they also, as the president is speaking out, and I believe his name is Stephen H. Frischberg, the president of the Philadelphia Jewish Sports Hall of Fame, he had some things to say, obviously did not like what Deshaun said, but also is extending a hand and helping him out and inviting him to, I think it was something as a president, he invites Deshaun to come out and visit their museum, learn about these inductees, and to attend next year's gala in April as well. So taking the steps overall, Michael Rubin, the part owner of the Philadelphia 76ers, someone who I've seen Deshaun Jackson sit courtside with at 76er games, has also been instrumental in, I believe, helping out Deshaun Jackson from things that we have read and also tweets that have been put out there, social media posts that have been put out there from Michael Rubin. So your thoughts, DeSean Jackson, conduct detrimental to the team. That's the penalty for DeSean Jackson. What do you guys think? 610-632-0975. Also, try to lighten things up a little bit. And you call in and talk about Malcolm Jenkins, best duos in entertainment, where Jaron already started us off with the Blues Brothers, Carlton and Will for Tyler Zuli. I'll give mine, but we'll continue to go on throughout the evening. Let's go to Dale in Bucks County, who's been hanging on. Dale, thanks so much, man. You're next on The Fanatic.
Hey, Edwin, how you doing tonight, buddy? Good?
Yes, I'm good. Thanks, man. How are you?
I'm doing awesome, and I'll tell you, I'm even more awesome after hearing that release statement by the Philadelphia Eagles, and I'll tell you why. Because at some point, when do we start looking in? And this may not be a popular statement I'm going to give or opinion I'm going to give with the Jewish community and some of my Jewish friends. I don't know. And I'm not Jewish myself, however.
Okay.
But at some point in time, when do we start forgiving each other? And nobody's, you know, condones what DeSean had said. But we all have gone along that line. Every one of us in life has gone along that line and overstepped that boundary by putting our foot in our mouth, some intentionally, some not actually saying, what did I just say? I oh, my God, is that what I said?
Yeah.
Not meaning to say what they did. And it seems like when somebody gets offended, the other party, the party that's been offended, we want to be quick to jump down that person's throat and to start slinging mud back. And that's what ends up what's led to a lot of wars in this whole world. And I'm glad that the Eagles, not condoning, but not going to the ends of the earth and saying, all right, you're banished forever from football, and putting a bad stigma on this whole thing here. I applaud Edelman for him reaching out and trying to, you know, educate, which I think is a huge thing for all of us, to educate ourselves on each other's, ethnic backgrounds, racial backgrounds. As I coached football for over 30 years in the youth program, I always ask my players, as I ask them myself, guys, look in the mirror and ask what you can do better for yourself to help your team do better.
Mm-hmm.
And I try to do the same thing. And that's what I hope that we all could do, is look at ourselves in the mirror and say, hey, man, I ain't perfect. What can I do to better myself to help better the next guy down the road?
Yeah.
I'm proud about that statement for those Philadelphia Eagles.
And let's remember, too, that Jeffrey Lurie and Howie Roseman are both Jewish men.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
And this is the decision that they made. This is the direction that they decided to go on. And DeSean Jackson apologized more than once. Now, he's been chastised once again for also liking a post that he should not have liked about him speaking out and hashtag support DeSean Jackson and all of that. Something else that he has to learn from. That sometimes you just need to stay off of social media in times like, as you just pointed out, oh, man, I shouldn't have done that. And and now he's getting it all, and he has to take it all on the chin, and it looked like he's doing what he's supposed to do right now. And I too applaud the Eagles for what they did. I thought it would be a suspension as well, but they went simply with the conduct detrimental to the team. A lot of times, you know how it goes too, where it's put out there, hey, you know, all this is taken. This is the punishment. He's taking all of this. So that is going to hurt, just like the money in the pocket and the miss the game and all that. The fact that he's taking this hit from everywhere is also something that, you know, is a blow to the ego.
Sure. And real quick before the point I called you on, real quick about, you know, I think Mark Forzetta said something earlier, and I've had the same thing with some of my Jewish friends. When DeSean jumped back into the fire again by, you know, posting about that like,
yeah,
some of my Jewish friends had the same thing. That's DeSean, you know, just taking it.
Right, that's DeSean, yeah.
They're not, like, happy with it, but they're saying, dude, that's him, man. What are you going to do?
I hear you.
My point real quick about Malcolm is, my question to him is, when he says, we don't have any problem with the Jewish community, and they shouldn't have any problem with us. My question is, does he have a problem with somebody? And if it is, who is that problem with? I mean, let's get our cards on the table, Malcolm. And again, if we have a problem with somebody, let's educate ourselves on who you have the problem with, so that those people maybe can educate themselves on Maybe they have a problem with you too. And I'm just curious. Maybe it doesn't. Maybe it's just isolating the African American Jewish community. But it sounds like we don't have a problem with the Jewish community, and they shouldn't have a problem with us. It sounds like he's almost alluding to they does have a problem with somebody. And I'm just curious if that's true. Who it is, and
well, you know, the whole fact that the equality and all for black lives in this country, which everyone has been focused on over the last couple of weeks, that's where he was going. Let's not lose the message, the police brutality, all the things that we've been talking about over these last couple of weeks. That's what I think he was focused on. So,
okay,
that's me. And again, I said with Malcolm that it was simply, hey, you guys, we don't have any problems. So he could have worded it better. And others had to clean it up, like Jeff Mosher, and like we'll hear from Tyler Zuli. But that's where I think he was going. Quickly, did you have one for us with a duo?
I'm going to go down the same line. Only unfortunately, I'm going to drag Will Smith back into this thing, and I'm going to add Martin Lawrence. And maybe controversial, but Bad Boys for Life.
Hey, that's where I was going too. See, great minds think alike, right there, man. Appreciate it.
Have a great night, buddy.
You too. Appreciate it, man. That's where I was going to go. I was going to go with Will Martin with their Bad Boys franchise that they have rolling along. Always surprised when they came back with the third one that it was really, really good. And I approve. I approve. So two Will Smiths right away. And we were a little reluctant about it, but let's just leave that right there.
Maybe that says something that Will Smith's just, a good actor. He gets along well with a lot of people.
I hear you. 610-632-0975. So your point on Malcolm Jenkins, Tyler, as we just heard the last caller speak about Malcolm and what the idea was.
So I think that much like when we talk about a lot of social media posts, when we talk about videos that are posted, you have a second to think about what you're going to post, what you're going to say, what's going to be included in the video. So for me, I think that Malcolm Jenkins, what he said was what he meant to say, I should say, was that the black community does not have an issue with the Jewish community and vice versa. And the Jewish community does not have an issue with the black community. I think the problem was in the wording of what he said. Basically, it sounded like to me when he said, let's keep the focus on what matters. What he was saying was, speaking to Deshaun, saying, keep your focus on racial injustice. Keep your focus on police brutality. Keep your focus on Black Lives Matter. But what I think is going to be looked at it from another perspective would be that the plight of the Jewish community does not matter. It's not the focus. So I think it's the wording is what was messed up.
And that's not what he was saying.
Yeah, I don't believe so. I would like to hear him clarify.
I'm pretty sure he wasn't saying that.
I would like to hear him clarify just so we can kind of maybe have peace of mind. But, it goes back to you and I were talking about during the break. I hate that saying, you can walk and chew gum at the same time. But I believe, and this is only speaking from someone who is neither part of the Jewish community or the black community, you can be focused on supporting Black Lives Matter and also condemn anti-Semitic rhetoric, because they both can be true at the same time. Because in order for us to have a better world for everyone, you have to be able to support both the black community and the Jewish community, because they both have been oppressed. They both have had issues throughout the course of United States history and past. So in order for us to move forward, you do have to be able to support both sides. And I hope that that's not what gets lost in the wording of Malcolm Jenkins' statement.
Like I said, a great statement by you. But like I pointed out, simply, we have no beef. We have no beef here. When we say we're not focused on you and you're not focused on us, we are not the problem. You are not the problem. We have no beef here. Let's make sure we try to get, again, everybody united. Let's fix this problem that's been out there. Not you and I, not us. We have no beef. 610-632-0975. Dan, next with us on The Fanatic. How you doing, Dan?
Yo, dude, what's going on?
What's going on, man?
Tried to call you last night, and towards the end of the show, so I wanted to go.
Yeah, thanks again, man. Sorry about that.
No. Don't apologize. I called late anyway. But so, you know me. I'm an emotional type of dude. You know that. I've called into you and we've talked, about the racial issues. You've also talked about your family issues. And last night, I think that was the most emotional show you've ever had. And it was from the beginning, dude. you could, it wasn't like, I know you, how well you and Joe do get along, but you could feel the tension in the air from the beginning of the show and where you went from 6 o'clock. And dude, you went through Danny's call and then Aaron and then where we got to by 10, dude, it was like an emotional roller coaster. But I'll tell you what, I commend you, Tyler, and Joe last night.
Thank you, man. Yeah, I mean, sometimes.
And I'm hoping it's different tonight. I'm hoping it's more discussion and not so much emotion. Because I love sports radio for this, because I'm an emotional dude. So I can convey my emotion by calling in, and usually the topic is nonsensical because it's a game.
Yes.
But when lately, it's easy for me to put myself in your shoes when you're talking about your family, or Danny's shoes when he's talking about his father, or this person, that person. And like, you kind of get a perspective. You start to like, it can weigh on you, but I think it's all beneficial where we're going with all these discussions. I do.
Yeah, and we've said it all the way back to after the George Floyd murder, and we had to have those talks because it was more than necessary to do that. They're heavy, heavy topics, heavy discussions. You have these discussions outside of the radio station anyway. Why not do it? And you know how I treat everybody here. We're all family. We're all going to argue. I pointed out last night that at the start of the show, listen, Joe and I, that's like my brother, man. And brothers fight, brothers argue, brothers disagree. And when we come back around, like I said, nothing happened the next day. But, you know, that's just the way it goes, whether it's with you, Dan, or Chris, or Nate, Rich, Jared, last night, Aaron, or Jay, whoever it might be, right? It that's what it is. And that's why we're here, to have these open forums, to have these discussions when serious issues like these fall into our laps and we have to talk about it.
And, you know, it just really shows the true colors of the people on the station. You know how much I tweet you guys? You know, I got a lot of admiration for the people there. It's not because I want to get into talking on the radio, because honestly, I paint over graffiti. It's the admiration of good people that you guys have. And you actually have real discussions about real topics, even when sports was going on. But that's besides the point. Let me get into my Malcolm Jenkins point, so I don't hold up your other callers. And before I say anything else, I wanted to be able to get your family business. You said get in touch with you. So if I can get in touch with Tyler, you can give me the information, because I haven't been able to get that from you yet. As far as Malcolm Jenkins is concerned, I completely agree with his message. I did find myself asking why it took him. I think what he put out, the wording can be misconstrued, but I know the real meaning behind it. I refuse to believe that he just chooses to ignore one problem to focus on an issue that affects him, because he's felt the plight. So I assume he can relate to others. So he's not going that route. So I do agree with his message. And if I preach what I say and I put myself in his shoes, it might have took a little longer for him to say something, being that Deshaun's his friend and he doesn't want to trash the guy, but he knows what he did is wrong. So it's kind of a fine line for him to comment on.
And then the tough part with that one, Dan, is you'll hear people say, well, why didn't he think about those things when he came at Drew Brees immediately, almost, you know, when the stuff happened with Drew Brees and what he said about kneeling during the national anthem. So
I think, you know what I'm saying? In my opinion, and I don't want to hold you up, but in my opinion, I think personally, it's because Drew Brees, the situation with Drew Brees is he's not seeing the actual message. He's arguing about something that's not even pertaining to the actual discussion.
Right. I'm not saying I disagree with you. I mean the people that will come back with that. So I'm glad you shared that.
Where Deshaun is trying to, he put out a if he takes off the Hitler off of that, he's only looking to empower his people. I don't think he was maliciously intending to offend others. But by reliking the post, it was a bad look. But I think it's the same thing where he just wants to empower people. He wants to be able to speak his feelings without retribution, as long as they ain't references to Hitler and they're logical and educated.
I got you. Yeah. Now listen, man, on the way out, give us a duo, man. Best duo in entertainment.
Oh, Larry and Leon from Curb Your Enthusiasm. Jimmy Smooth and Larry Davis. Love it.
That's fantastic.
Oh, dude, I'm a Curb guy.
Oh, Curb over Seinfeld? All right.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, my God.
All right. Larry and Leon, though. That's a fantastic one. Dan, have a great weekend, man.
Appreciate it. The family business. Can I message somebody?
Just hit up Tyler. He'll talk to you about that.
Thank you.
All right, man. Thank you, man. Appreciate it. 610-632-0975. So if you're just tuning in, conduct detrimental to the team. Eagles released a statement. That's the penalty for DeSean Jackson. And the statement was released probably now about a half hour ago. So if you're just tuning in, the statement from the Birds, conduct detrimental to the team. That's the penalty for DeSean Jackson. What do you guys think? Is that enough? 610-632-0975. Malcolm Jenkins as well. And we're asking, lighten the mood a little bit, best duos in entertainment because of Tobias and Boban reunited in the bubble in Orlando. The 6 o'clock hour brought to you by Family and Company Jewelers. Visit them on Route 17 in Malta, New Jersey, or at familyjewelers.com, South Jersey's diamond destination. To get with us, 610-632-0975. Us is Devon Givens with Tyler Zuli until 10 right here on The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.